Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Before the show starts, make sure you visit the Breakfast Store for all the sweet breakfast merch, like the super comfy breakfast t-shirts and the very dapper breakfast coffee mugs. Go there now, breakfaststore.com.
People of Earth, if you can hear my voice, you have arrived at another episode of Breakfast with Brent Pope. I am your host, Brent Pope, and my guest today is once again the man, the myth, the legend, the scoundrel, actor, comedian Tommy Bechtold. You know this dude from things like Season 2 of Hunters and the sensational YouTube channel New Rock Stars.
And that's not all, guys. We had breakfast at Bangin' Buns, which is exactly what it sounds like. No, it's not. We're talking about hot chicken, you guys. So let's go. It's the triumphant return of Tommy Bechtold today on Breakfast.
Pick it up!
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope.
Breakfast.
This young lady just smashed the lids on all these cakes in the bakery section.
That could go on a Hallmark card.
My guest today.
Oh, I'm going to need to hear all about that.
I didn't need any extra sausage.
He adds character to my crew.
Is a goat pit a real thing?
Breakfast. What?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope.
Great place to hang out and good food, too. I'm always playing blue-collar guys.
Breakfast. Let me screw through the pipe.
I wouldn't jump up and down until we stabilized the hydraulics.
I love a crawler. Yeah. All my uncles got the gout. Jalapeno / cheddar waffles.
Who doesn't love that? It's breakfast time.
Breakfast.
The only show where bacon, pancakes, Hollywood. I'm your host, Brent Pope.
Hey, Tommy, welcome, first of all, to the Tiny Studio LA in NoHo.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on Space Mountain.
You were either episode 2 or 3 of Breakfast.
I was a pretty early Breakfast, and I gotta say, I feel like enough time has passed since then. I was very hungover when I recorded that Breakfast.
Were you?
I had had a, I believe I was out with my girlfriend the night before, and we tied one on, and I like was like, I got to get up and do breakfast in the morning. And I just remember sitting in that waiting room and chugging like 2 bottles of water, trying to just get right for it.
Really? Well, you couldn't tell. You're a goddamn
pro. Now I'm stone sober. Last night, I went to Bob's Big Boy at like 10 p.m. and nestled myself in sober as a Doberman.
I'll tell you what, man. That Bob's Big Boy right there. Mm-hmm. Look, I love Bob's Big Boy. That whole corner right there has like 5 places that I frequent to eat.
Yeah. I call that Amen Corner.
Yeah.
You know, because that's
Mendocino Farms.
Sometimes I'll go bang, 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 bang. Yep. I'll just hit them all up. I'll do a little veggie grill.
Yep.
Get some of their quinoa mac and cheese.
Yep.
Go over to Mendocino Farms, get like a fully loaded meat salad. Like just hold the lettuce, extra steak.
Sweet greens right there.
Sweet greens, sweet dreams.
Hank's Bagels is also right there.
Well, he can go F himself and he knows why. Hank and I are not on speaking terms. I hope he's not a sponsor.
Breakfast is brought to you by Hank's Bagels.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Burbank and.
Hey, Hank, tell my wife I said hello if you see her.
Hank's Bagels. Burbank. It's a Burbank staple since 1998. So, Tommy.
Yeah. Hey, Brent. Good to be here. Bangin' Buns. Ooh, that was a meal. And then the dinner we had afterwards was great as well.
Bangin' Buns is the funniest name.
Well, it's funny. And then also the most like decor, like they have like a clear ripoff of Pickle Rick is like a strange mascot of theirs. But there's no, like, Rick and Morty tie-in. I mean, it's just, let's be honest.
That's right.
The umami burger takeover of the late aughts has died down, and we have moved on to a renaissance of hot chicken places, especially in the Valley.
That's true. That's true. Now, I'm going to ask you a really, not a serious question, but an actual question. When you eat at any of these places, maybe I'm being a total heretic right now, or whatever you want to call it. Can you tell the difference between any of them?
No. A lot of stainless steel. A lot of, like, murals with weird pop culture, like, kind of, like, Easter eggs hidden in them. And then a menu that is almost identical no matter what. It's, like, tenders, coleslaw, fries, pickles, maybe a mac and cheese, four sauces, some soft drinks.
You have the choice between white bread or you put it on the Texas toast. Yeah. And that's about it.
Yeah, maybe a French roll.
Maybe a banana pudding, some of them.
Yeah, there's a bread pudding at this one. I mean, now it sounds like we're really, no, there's like, I mean, if there's more than seven items on the menu, you've gone to the wrong place.
Have you ever been to Howling Rays?
Yeah, I have had Howling Rays.
Better than those or are they comparable?
No, this is, again, I think you're saying you're a heretic. I'm going to go on and be a full-blown blasphemer and say that I can't taste the difference between any of these. And quite frankly, a spicy Popeye's chicken sandwich is also indiscernible to me.
Mm.
I think they all taste the same. But my taste buds have been destroyed by a hedonist lifestyle. So perhaps it's just that nothing tastes like anything to me anymore.
Well, we've gotten into it. We might as well just talk about the breakfast right now, right?
Yeah.
We had it was something with the three chicken tenders.
We got, I think, what was
the
known
plate?
It was the banging plate.
The bang.
The banging plate. Which, by the way, if you're banging plates, go on Dr. Phil.
I mean, they know what they're doing with that name, right? It's just hilarious.
Of course. It's like Voodoo Donuts has their weird, like, the pink is where it's at and blah, blah, blah.
But do you think people walk in and they're like, yeah, oh.
I actually think it's the opposite. I think more people see that and go, I'm not going there.
Oh, really?
Banging buns.
Right, but do you think people go there thinking it might be like a sexy place, and then they're like, oh.
I don't know, because it says hot chicken.
I guess I'll have the hot chicken.
Oh, what is this Pickle Rick here for?
Pickle Rick!
The Szechuan! Remember that guy terrorizing the McDonald's?
Yes.
It was like just like a poor 15-year-old McDonald's worker is like, hey, man, can you please go away? Rick and Morty fans are very stable, by the way. We could go back on that.
Right.
Shout out. Whoa, the light pattern just changed, and I just freaked out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. We like the mix-up. That's how we do it at the Tiny Studio LA.
Is how we do it. Okay, sorry. Now it looks like a game of Galaga.
This is how we do it. It's Saturday afternoon.
I said morning.
Lights are changing on the up.
12:45 is morning for me on a Saturday. I've been up for minutes. I think banging buns, you know, obviously it's the Valley. There's some freaks. There's some freaks that were like, banging buns, let's go in there. This is going to be great. Maybe they dance on over to the table. And then you get in there and it's just some like mother who's like, how many chicken tenders do you want? How spicy? That's too spicy for you.
Yeah. Oh, darling, that's not going to be good for your tum-tums.
You little bitch, you can only get medium. And then I was, and by the way, I got medium and I broke a sweat. I was sweating.
I think I got two of the three were medium, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the one I got was banging, which is the second hottest. I regret not going for the hottest because I felt like it wasn't as hot as some things I've had in my life.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was plenty hot.
Right.
But not like I didn't have any stomach pains later.
Sure.
I didn't have any, you know, well, maybe there was a little burning on the way out, but that's just to be expected with hot wings in
general. I mean,
for
me, that's just life. If it don't burn on the way out, it didn't get digested properly in my stomach dungeon. Now,
thank you.
Yesterday on New Rock Stars, the break room, the YouTube channel I work for, we did the hot ones full 10 sauces.
Before we say this, this is why I'm going to give you an out. This is why you didn't go with the hot ones like I did, because you were doing a hot ones challenge the next day.
We did that the next day, and it was, to quote Hugh Jackman, Les Miserables.
Oh, really?
It was not fun. It was hot, hot, hot. I mean, the first few are kind of tasty. The thing about the hot ones sauces are, because we ordered the... You can order the whole pack of whatever they're using that season on the show. The sauces are flavorfully good. You know, like, they don't, like, it's not like a Pocky One chip where it's, like, it's just a bunch of chemical heat things.
Right.
These are, like, real ingredients and real peppers making this. So they taste great. But then as soon as the great taste goes away, searing pain commences. And we were all a mess. There was five of us participating, and I was in a Dr. Phil costume. My friend was in a Steve Harvey costume. My other friend was in a Jeff Probst costume. And then our other friend, Coy Jandro, looks like Sean Evans, for the host of Hot Ones.
Yeah.
So he dressed as him and then would bring out the little nuggets with the sauce on it. And, oh, man, it was brutal. We were sweating and, needless to say.
So that was much hotter than the wings you had at Bangin' Buns.
Bangin' Buns, but Bangin' Buns still, I will say, I'm by no means an evangelist for Bangin' Buns, but I do say if you get a chance to go to Bangin' Buns, you should always bang buns if you can.
I think Bangin' Buns is good.
Yeah, it was tasty.
And I also think it does look like Pickle Rick in there.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
It is
artwork
fun.
Is fun in there.
There,
you know.
I like the restaurant looks very clean and very fresh.
And also they get it out quick. Like some of those places you go and you're like, yeah, it's gonna be 45 minutes.
Right.
You can go to fry some wings.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right? Well, they're like, no, we're just so popular, and we do all the wet dry, wet hand, dry hand batter dipping.
What's a sexier name, Bangin' Buns, or just around the corner there is Thai Swan Exotic?
Oh well, anytime I hear exotic in a name, I think of
Joe Exotic from the Tiger King.
I think of the Tiger King. I'm never gonna financially recover from this. I make all my pizzas from scratch. Remember, it was like his pizza place?
I can't think of her name either.
Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin!
I remember when he, like, one of the scenes was his commercial for his pizza shop, and he's like, that's why I make all my pizzas straight from scratch. And it's like, then they're like, he got his meats from the Walmart dumpster.
That's right.
Oh, sheesh.
That was so weird. I just didn't find any reason for them to make a live-action show of that.
Or the two. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't get it.
I don't understand. There's no one to root for in that story except for maybe the Tigers.
Also, once it was so popular, the documentary style of it,
yeah.
To me, that's hard to go back and do.
Well, and it was like the podcast, right? It was like the podcast got popular. Then they did the doc. The doc was great, but the more of the documentary you watch, the more you realize kind of how awful of a person Joe Exotic is.
Carol Baskin's.
Both of them.
No, yeah.
But like Joe Exotic is a guy who basically got young men hooked on meth to be his gay husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then that sounds like
But then was also mistreating the animals, too, and they weren't living in
it. Tortured the animals, paid his other employees, like, below minimum wage, and, like, took advantage of addicts in general for labor.
Addicts and also people that just loved animals.
Right.
And they're like, well, don't you love the animals? Don't you want to? Yeah.
Right. So I think, I don't think he's a hero. And then Carol Baskin, in her own way, is a lunatic because she's like, but I love these animals, although I also keep them in unsafe conditions and underpay my employees. And then they're like, then there's this other guy in Myrtle Beach, Doc Antle, and he's a polygamist cult leader.
The weirdest one of all of them, maybe.
And he's the one who is like still to this day thriving and like, anyway. I didn't know we were going to go down this
path,
but I. Everyone's like.
Well, when you start talking about Bangin' Buns, Tiger King is just around the corner, you guys.
That's right.
Anyway, Bangin' Buns, nice place. You should visit it. It's open kind of late, too. It's open, at least 10 o'clock.
Get the hot honey sauce. I got to say, the hot honey sauce was, to me, the standout. The tender and the hot honey sauce. Ooh, baby. Oh, boy.
Ooh, baby.
That got two ooh babies from me. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby.
two ooh babies on the Bechtold scale.
Yeah, on the Bechtold scale, I got two ooh babies and a, oh, yeah. Isolate that clip.
So you mentioned your YouTube channel you're working on, New Rock Stars. That seems like it's going really well.
Yeah, you know, that channel is very successful, and it's no accident that it's because of me. No, we do like comprehensive deep dive breakdowns of Marvel and Star Wars and DC, and you know, we have this guy Eric Voss who is like. He's like the Michael Jordan of breaking down Marvel movies and finding out all the little things you missed and doing explainer videos. But the thing that it affords us is the opportunity to then have fun talking about those worlds. And that's kind of like, you know, my department is more the like, let's talk about She-Hulk and let's talk about all these Marvel things. But let's have fun with it, and, like, let's get into the industry side of it, you know, the casting, and, like, let's hear the interviews with the creatives. So that's what we do on my show that I help produce is The Break Room, and that goes live every day.
So that's on the same channel.
On the same channel. So we put out about 74 videos a month.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So I mean, my question is, why not 75? You're so close.
The thing is, we put out a 75th video, and a portal to hell opened up, and from there, the demon Mephisto beckoned us to join him in the kingdom of Hades.
So if you got Mephisto, why not 100? I mean, he's known as
the thing is, I went down there and partied with him for 48 hours, and that guy is, he's one of those guys that for the first 6 hours, you're having the time of your life, but like, you know, leftovers and house guests. After 3 days, things get old, and by the end, we weren't even making eye contact. So,
you know,
74 videos to keep it safe.
You know where Mephisto should have gone? Bangin' Buns.
Yeah. My mom's like, can I listen to this podcast? And be like, yeah, sure, for sure. Yeah, you'll love it. You'll love it. You'll
hey, so,
love
it. Oh, no, since you guys talk about a lot of Marvel stuff, I know this came out a couple months ago. I watched it twice in one night, Werewolf by Night.
Loved it. Loved it.
Yeah?
I have heard, actually, my birds, my spiders. Okay. Okay. To go Game of Thrones on you. Tell me that the success of Werewolf by Night, not only critically the way it was received, but also Marvel, just the execution of it. Michael Giacchino, normally a composer, did the music for the Batman.
Right. Great composer.
I think, yeah.
Very composed as a director, too.
But he nailed it. Knocked it out of the park. 47 minutes. You get basically, you know, you get right into the story.
Yep.
I have heard that they are now going to be moving. A lot of the, like, TV projects they were thinking about making limited series are going to be, could possibly be turned into special presentations.
Right.
And I think they're going to, my guess is they're going to, part of the introduction of the X-Men into the MCU will be through these special presentations, perhaps origin stories of some of these people. Is mine and some of the other people at New Rockstars kind of belief. We think that's how we think it's going to get told. We don't have any proof of that. But.
Well, here, let me ask you a question. And if you know the answer to this, I'll be very impressed. If you don't know it, it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
You knowing me.
Yes.
And knowing certain Marvel characters that I really enjoy.
Yes.
Okay. What is the tie-in between Werewolf by Night and a character that I really enjoy?
That would be, I believe, Moon Knight. And you're talking about the Midnight Suns. The Midnight Suns is the kind of, how do you say it? They're the, like, Avengers that are kind of, like, spooky. They're like the spooky. Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
you're
right.
It's Punisher.
Yeah.
It's Jack Russell, a.k.a. Werewolf by Night. Mm-hmm. It's Moon Knight. It's Wolverine. It reminds me of a little Marvel RPG game where you, me, and who was our third?
It wasn't Eric Eilenberg because he was playing Daredevil.
We were Three Dog Knight.
Yeah, Knight. Yeah.
Wolverine, Punisher, and Moon Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my introduction to Moon Knight.
It was Punisher, Wolverine,
and Werewolf, and Moon Knight. Sorry.
Yes, and you're very, very close. Moon Knight's first appearance was in a Werewolf by Night comic.
Yes.
And he's like throwing little moons at Jack Russell.
Oh, God, how funny. I thought that entire Werewolf by Night special presentation was
fantastic,
perfectly executed. I love the ending. Man-Thing is the new Grogu, Baby Yoda. I think everyone is obsessed with Man-Thing now. There's going to be Man-Thing plushies at the parks. It was a hit. And, I mean, you know it's already a hit because Werewolf by Night is at the Disney parks already, at Avengers Campus.
Is it really? Michael Giacchino, is that how you say his name? His music just sounds like those, like, 1930s, 1950s.
I loved it, yeah.
Classic Universal, you know, monster movies. Mm-hmm. Love that. It looked like the kind of the old school, like, before Stan Winston costumes.
Yeah.
Loved all of it, yeah. You know, we got some Judy Garland in there somewhere, too, you know.
Judy.
You know what? Gone too soon.
Goodbye, England's rose.
Whatever. Here you are.
Oh, man. We can laugh because enough time has passed.
Yes.
Tragedy plus time equals comedy. That guy's dead, too.
I know.
Everyone involved is dead. Oh, man.
That should be our new improv troupe. Everyone involved is dead.
God. Oh, Lordy.
Oh,
Lordy.
Wow.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Well, hey, I hadn't seen you in a while, man. And,
I know.
You know, I consider us to be friends.
I definitely do, too.
Oh, do you? Okay, cool.
Okay. Were you about to, was there a
no,
butt?
No.
Did you want to?
You just never know, you know?
Yeah.
You could have the impression, like, man, we're really good friends. And he's like, he thought you were just, all right.
I have a cross-off board with people. And there's one line through Brent, but Pope is still intact.
Right? Oh, man. Well, hey, you're appearing on Hunter Season 2.
Yes.
Mean, how's that? How was that?
That was a crazy experience.
Who's playing Hunter now?
Well, they're the Hunters. It's Carol Kane. It's Logan Lerman. It's...
Oh, it's not Hunter, like the detective from, like, the 80s? That's a different character? It's not...
No. Hunters is the Al Pacino
show. Oh, Hunters!
Show.
You're talking about the ones where they're fighting Nazis.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I was totally confused. Okay. Hunter's season 2.
Yes. You were thinking of Mindhunter.
No, I was thinking of Hunter, which was Fred Dreyer.
Oh. Is he alive?
I don't know, but no, I'm saying it's probably a new Hunter.
Oh,
they're making.
No. This is Hunter.
Hunters, okay.
Hunters.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino back for season 2.
Al Pacino's like, hey guys, we gotta find these Nazis.
These Nazis. I don't know why I turned into Bobcat Goldthwait there. Oh, my God, guys. These Nazis are everywhere.
We ought to find them.
Those Nazis have a great ass.
They got a great ass.
Yes.
That show is... It's really fun to watch, but man, it's very violent.
Oh, and I don't want to give away anything, but my...
I'm hoping the second season is not violent at all. We learned their lesson. Peace.
I will say at one point when I was on set, I watched a man be cut in half.
Oh,
so I'm thinking that it's probably more violent. It was a very, very interesting experience. One of the longer times on set that I've spent.
Yeah.
And really, I only did one episode, but it's a standalone, almost like a mini movie within the season that is a very clever, beautiful. They made these sets in the new Amazon Studios in Culver City, and they built this whole house inside a soundstage that was this old German like cottage, and it was gorgeous. I mean, just...
Let me ask you this. It's a standalone episode. Mm. Is it at all like Werewolf by Night?
It's exactly like Werewolf by Night. I play Man-Thing, and all I do is grumble and growl.
Nice.
No, I don't play.
I find it interesting, going back to those two guys, Diego Luna and Gabriel Garcia Bernal.
Yes, the Motorcycle Diaries, right?
Was it Motorcycle Diaries?
They were also in Y Tu Mamá También.
Y Tu Mamá También. They're both in very things that I love right now. Andor,
I love Andor.
It's my favorite of the Star Wars TV shows. I don't know if it's because it just doesn't have a lot of the characters that we've seen.
They're not on that volume stage. It's all practical. All practical, but it's mostly practical. Like, they actually built the sets. I think we're lousy with Star Wars content right now. We have so much of it. But they shoot, you know, like Mando and Boba Fett and Obi-Wan, they shoot it on that volume stage, which is amazing, but it's basically like, it's like, you can tell, it's like three people standing around on like LED screens. Andor feels like a throwback to almost a return of Empire Strikes Back, where it's like, holy cow, these guys are all right there. Eric couldn't do the junket for Andor, so they threw me in to interview the cast of Andor.
Wow.
And it was very funny because I'd never done a junket before. I'm not a great interviewer. And it got to the part where I re-interviewed the girl who plays Bix.
Okay.
And I was not prepared for how beautiful she was. And like, it's funny. I don't, maybe I can probably give you the footage if you want to put it on your Instagram for like the bonus episodes.
Yeah.
So people can see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I short circuit. Like, I'm like, ha, hello. You Star Wars. You'd like the Star Wars? And she's like, hello. And I'm like, you're Star Wars. And she's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, you like it? Like, it was like Chris Farley interview.
Oh,
it was so bad. I was like, oh, this is, and you only get, like, I don't know if you've ever done a junket before. They, like, set a timer, and they're like, you get 3 minutes with this person.
Wow.
So you basically get one question if they answer in any sort of coherent way, and then you can maybe get a quick follow-up in.
Right.
That 3 minutes was over before I sputtered a complete sentence. She was just so, I don't think I've ever seen anyone that beautiful in my life. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I love Andor. Yeah, people got to watch Andor so we can get more shows like that.
That's right. Well, hey, Tom, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
When, as actors, working actors, we're jumping from project to project I mean, knock on everything, that one day we'll get on one of these shows where we're just like working on the same thing for like 3 years. I would love that.
Yeah.
You know, just getting a groove.
Absolutely.
But there's all these times in between where you're like, whether you just did something great and then you have a little bit, like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
After a couple of weeks after I'm done with something, I'm just like, oh, I'm never going to get a job
never
again.
Never work again.
Yeah. How do you deal with that?
You know, I'm a work in progress on it, Brent. You know, I'm the same as you. It's like, you know, I, especially with the nature of streaming and the way content comes out. Now, you can film something, it could be in the can for a year.
That makes it worse for me because I'm like, there's a million shows.
Right.
Why am I not working on one of the million shows?
And we're constantly, you know, Brent, you and I were talking about it. It's like, there's not a lot of people you can talk to candidly about the actual acting process. You know, people are happy for you when you book stuff. Yeah. And people want to hear about, like, what was it like shooting? You know, the guts of it is like... People don't want to, like, talk about it, you know, it's successes and vulnerabilities because they're, like, they have their own. I mean, you and I think, are
good. It's a little bit threading the needle, right?
Yeah,
you got to find that exact right person that's, like, not going to be jealous of you, happy for you, but also...
And that takes, I mean, that's a that takes work for people.
It's tough,
I mean, you know, I can remember being younger and, you know, I think it comes with age a little bit, too. Being jealous of, like, people that were, like, I was never going to book the part that they booked, but I think it was just the opportunity, just the fact that they're getting opportunities. For me, you know, the self-doubt creeps in, like, when it's like, oh, it's been a while, or like, even if it's like I just stopped getting auditions for a while, and then, like, it's like anything, you know, like the second you think, oh, this might be the time where I never book something again, 15 auditions come in and you book one and you're like, okay, I'm back in the game. It's all just, I think we're conditioned as actors to be so grateful for every booking that we get, which is true, but we don't get the gratitude reciprocated to us more than just little dopamine bursts. Like, great job on set. There's no follow-up after that. It's not like it's not like the writer of the episode calls you afterwards and goes, thank you so much for bringing the what I wanted to this character. Yeah. It's like a hit of crack.
They're moving on, too.
They move on, so it's like, we don't have the job of, like, you know, going to work in a 9-to-5 job and, like, the satisfaction of knowing, like, oh, I did it. I am performing above what my expectations are. I'm in line for a raise, you know.
Yeah.
A raise or a promotion for us is, like, a guest star series regular. Right. We don't ever know when that's coming.
Right.
You can't ask for it. I mean, I guess you could if you're, like,
and
someone's
also,
son. But
once you're moving up from co-star to the bigger parts, the guest star, there's less of those.
Yeah. Oh, of course. It gets more. Narrow at the top.
And the competition is harder.
Yeah, and they're good. And you're going up against...
Everybody's good.
You watch... I mean, I'm sure this has happened to you. You watch things and you're like, oh, this person got offered this job that I auditioned for.
Right.
And I never had a chance because they were like...
They were gonna... If they took it, I wasn't gonna get it.
Yeah. And when you get into that rarefied air, on one hand, it's amazing. It's a sign of your talent. It's a sign that you're good and that you're hireable at that level. On the other hand, it can be discouraging if you don't have solid mental fortitude like us, Brent. And that's why I want to thank Hank's Bagels. Hank,
that's right.
You took my wife, but you made me a man of steel.
That's right. Hank's Bagels, right there on Riverside.
Right next to the Veggie Grill, the Mendocino Farms, the Bob's Big Boy.
And Sweet Green.
And Sweet Greens. And I want to say there's a Starbucks near there, too.
There's a Starbucks near there, also. And also one of the buildings on a Columbo when a man cleared, said that he could.
He said he could
predict the future.
All right, that's good, Brent.
And he predicted
I'll see you
this
later.
One building, and that's where a building, you know, he said it, he saw it in his mind, and that's where someone was murdered later.
Just one more thing.
Ah, sir.
Ah,
sir.
Yeah, forget about it.
I'm sure it's just me. I don't know why I'm turning him into Mo for most of the sir, you better not call this place ever again, sir.
And of course, when he said, as you wish, what he really meant was, I love you. Now, you don't want to hear this. This
Princess
is
Bride, is that a Christmas movie?
Close enough.
Yeah?
There are some comfort movies that I'll watch around Christmas. Oh, also, Christmas Vacation.
Oh,
holy cow.
Yes.
Christmas. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, there is no shortage of Christmas movies, which is why you got to start November 1st.
Right.
I assume by the time I'm 110, I'll be watching Christmas movies July 5th.
Yeah.
It'll be like, fireworks go off, shut it down, tree goes up.
Right. Wait, going back to this. So what do we do? What do you do when you're like feeling, I have nothing to do? For me, it's like, I have to make myself stay busy. I have to try to do other things.
Not to jump right. I stay as busy as possible. I say yes to things that I would maybe, when I was actually busy with acting work, say no to, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a comedy show, yeah. doing somebody's comedy show.
Oh, I know this. I'll be like, I'm watching Tommy's social media. He seems real down.
That's right.
I'm going to ask him to be in my project.
That's right.
Now.
I'll do podcasts for friends
that's
that are
right.
in.
How do you think I got Tommy back on
and
breakfast?
And then what I do is I go outside and I steal all the cup of noodles. and I right. go home and I make myself a big bowl of noodles. And then I just noodle up. Then I head over to Bangin' Buns.
This has been a free-form episode, just all over
this episode
the
is jazz.
Hey, we got the New Year's coming up. You big New Year's resolution guy?
Yeah, I got to get off meth.
Got to get off meth.
I got to get off meth.
All right, that's number one.
No, you know, every year I say I'm going to lose weight and get in shape. As you get older, I've kind of accepted, like, you know, I'm never going to be 140 pounds, but, you know, I'd love to just, you know, get a little toned up.
Maybe 155.
Yeah, and you know what? A meaningful relationship this year.
Yeah?
I'd like to find a meaningful relationship.
Okay. Are you, now, would you say, I'm so fucking stupid to say, you like feeling like you're ready to settle down?
Yeah, I think the Broncos ready to pull into the stable. You know
All
what
right.
I'm saying?
All right.
The old... Well, look, part of the reason might be I refer to myself as the Bronco.
By the time this airs, you will just about be ready to be celebrating a Buffalo Bills World Championship.
God, you don't mean that. You're jinxing me.
I don't
I
not
only
mean
say...
it. I would say if I had to bet, like, the odds of them winning a yeah. Super Bowl championship, I would say about 40%.
You know, in years past, I'd say, stop it, you're jinxing me. But guess what? I think it's 100%.
No, I'm really being serious. 40%. If yeah. I was jinxing you, I'd say 100%.
Yeah, yeah. No, they look good. I'm very happy. Please, everyone, stay healthy. And...
I would say 40% them, 20% Chiefs, 20% Eagles, and
20%
then 20%
Jets.
Someone else.
No, I...
Yeah, Jets, Giants, 10% each.
I definitely am hoping that Buffalo gets the one seed because I would love to go to a home playoff game in Buffalo with my dad. And
oh,
my
that
brother.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
Although, doesn't that break the, you know, Patrick Mahomes has never had to play a road... You know he's never played a road playoff game?
What a charmed life. If only he had...
It is charmed because, like, we were... Two times, teams just, like, yeah. lost on the last week or something. Yeah.
He owes the Detroit Tigers one season of
baseball
because you know he never played for us.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I, as a Chiefs fan, I'm not afraid of that because he plays better on the road than he does at home anyway. So
he's incredible. I love, by the way, one of the dumbest sports narratives is that Mahomes is somehow, like, not good anymore or yeah. like, not as good. He's just as good as he ever was. Trust me. Don't worry about him. Okay.
All right. So, healthier. Yeah. Those seem to be, like, things that people want to do. Yeah. You know? I mean, it's just.
And, you know. I mean, like, maybe write, maybe finally finish like, some creative writing, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've got a lot of, like, what I call half-baked ideas, things yeah. that are 26 pages done. You know, maybe I've
got some of those, too.
And they're good. Yeah. They're ideas I like. I have such trouble focusing. So I'd like to, you know, hopefully, I mean, you can see I have six resolutions. It's tough for me to hone in. I'm a little, as they call in the therapy industry, I'm fragmented. Mm. I'm fragmented.
That means, for you at home, broken into fragments, yes. which are pieces of something.
Yeah.
Small.
Yeah. Subitizing.
Subitizing. Guys, if you'd like to get more breakfast stuff, such as pics of Tommy Bechtold and I enjoying our breakfast from Bangin' Buns, go to my website, BrentPope.com. You listen to all the breakfast episodes there. You can see clips from all my TV appearances and the official breakfast store with a bunch of fun stuff. Shirts, mugs, stickers, Tommy Bechtold in The Christmas Promise. Coming to Hallmark next year, The Christmas Promise, starring Tommy Bechtold with a delightful beard.
I'll be home for Christmas.
You promise?
You bet your ass.
October 30th on Hallmark.
September,
it's all in there.
September 9th.
People of Earth, do yourself a favor by picking up something for the Breakfast Store, breakfaststore.com. And if you enjoy the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to Breakfast. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Breakfast is being enjoyed all over the United States and in 58 countries across the globe. And trust me, my Breakfast Burrito Brigade, we are just getting started. Special thanks to my studio engineer, Will Frenchman, who's not French. And I don't know why I keep calling him that. It's not nice. I'd like to apologize. That's my New Year's resolution, to apologize to Will Frenchman. He's a wonderful sound engineer.
Guillaume?
Huh?
Isn't Guillaume French for William?
Guillaume. Is it?
Guillaume?
Will? I don't know. Is it? Well, we can't ask.
I don't know, but I really don't care, guys.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Sounds
thanks,
like,
Will.
I think to interrupt like
I thought
that,
he had strong opinions
cares.
Either way.
I think he cares so much.
I think he really cares now.
Wow. I'm gonna sprint
out
here. He's
a Frenchman.
Oh, Guillaume.
You know what I bet he calls French fries?
Freedom fries?
Just fries.
Oh. Oh, Lord.
Anyway. thank you to Will Frenchman, everyone at the fabulous Tiny Studio LA, tinystudioLA.com for making me sound Sebon. Tommy Bechtel, what is next for you, and where can we find you on social media?
Oh, you can find me at Tommy Bechtel on all platforms, and you can see me every day at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday on New Rock Stars in the Break Room.
Ooh, all right. Tommy Bechtel, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure, my treasure.
And with that, we put another resolution-making, no faking, goodness-saking.
Easy baking.
Are your boots shaking, Will Frenchman? I think they are, because we called you out.
Picture taking.
Episode of Breakfast with Brent Pope in the old to-go bag. See ya. It's so stupid.
I love it.
So
I love it.
Enjoy Breakfast with Brent Pope? Help support it by buying some awesome swag like the comfy shirts and the beautiful coffee mugs. Go to breakfaststore.com.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.